This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:49 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning. But let's talk about Pakatan Harapan and their shadow budget. Budget 2023 is due to be tabled this Friday, albeit under unique circumstances. Faced with a high inflationary environment leading to cost of living pressures, as well as the likelihood of an election soon, Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri's government has to find ways to strike a balance between ensuring the well-being of the people and the country's economic sustainability.
Now, would this critical budget have the support of the August House? Because we do know Pakatan Harapan has signed an MOU with the government last year. They are, however, still mulling as to whether to reject the budget. Now, opposition leader Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim says that the opposition's packed stance on the matter was because of the government's alleged lack of transparency on several important matters. Nonetheless, with the budget still scheduled for 7 October, what would the opposition like to see in the budget, and what will be the make it or break it issues for them?
For more on this, we have on the line with us Wong Chen, the MP for Subang and, of course, member of PKR. Wong Chen, good morning. Thanks, as always, for joining us. Budget 2023 is due to be tabled this Friday. Will we actually see the budget being tabled, and what would you like to see?
Well, I think it will be tabled because it's not it's nonsensical, this talk going around that it's going to be, you know, there wouldn't be a budget being tabled, that somehow on Thursday, the government will dissolve parliament. What would I like to see? I mean, there is a wish list, but what I really, really want is fiscal responsibility. I mean, we need a lot more adults in parliament, you know, and fiscal responsibility, it means just accurate projections for revenue. For instance, we all know we're expecting a slowdown in the global economy next year. So projections on income tax, personal tax, corporate tax, excise duties, because we're expected to buy less cars, all this will drop. So the most important thing is I want full and you know, proper disclosure on Petronas profits in particular. You know, the surge in petrol prices since the invasion of Ukraine, so that we can assess the sustainability of this super high subsidy environment, right? So to me, the big fiscal question for budget 2023 and my wish list is just more fiscal responsibility and answering the basic question about whether the government can afford operating expenditure.
Okay, Wong Chen, we go back to the MOU. Is that still standing, number one? And number two, what are the make it or break it issues for Pakatan Harapan when it comes to budget 2023?
Okay, the MOU technically still subsists until terminated. And it can be terminated by both sides by just giving a written notice. So in the context of a budget vote, if we vote against it, that's akin to a termination notice of the MOU. So, you know, whether we're going to support or not depends really on how we look at the budget and how we analyze the budget. Does it make sense? Is it responsible, as I said earlier? Does it help the people and the economy, you know? I think what will happen is we will analyze it, and we will provide feedback to MOF like what we did last year. And based on that, we'll see how he reacts, what is his reception, what's the negotiation that follows through. Because there were negotiations post the budget tabling. So we'll see what is that interaction going to be. And then we'll decide how to support, whether we're going to support or not the budget.
With that said, Wong Chen, does PH have its own shadow budget as an alternative to whatever the government puts forth on Friday?
Well, what has happened is we are actually launching our strategy document, our budget 2023 strategy document, 12:30 in Parliament today. You have to understand that after the MOU was signed in September, we have agreed on a fiscal engagement with MOF. And this fiscal engagement is really groundbreaking in the sense that for the first time, the opposition is a stakeholder in the negotiations or the crafting of a budget. This was all done because we were in the spirit of, you know, trying to work together at a post-pandemic recovery for the nation, right? So Pakatan Harapan doesn't have an alternative budget since last year. It will not have one this year because, as I said, the MOU is subsisting. But essentially, we're going to produce a budget strategy document which will then evolve into negotiations and feedback with the government.
I'm going to be cheeky here, Wong Chen. Can we get a preview on this strategy budget document?
You just have to wait until 12:30. It's not my right to to disclose it.
I have to try.
Okay.
But with elections speculated to happen after the tabling of budget, I mean, does it really matter? And depending on who wins, the budget could be adjusted again, right? So is this almost an unimportant budget, when actually we really do need it because of the current economic conditions?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I hope the government will consider having the election next year, or you know, in February or March or April, whenever they want. Because what we really need to do to stabilize the market, and at least to give some direction, is we have a big, big looming global recession coming, right? And the government needs to understand this, and it needs to plan ahead for this. I mean, if you don't have a proper budget in place, we can't go forward. I mean, it doesn't give investor confidence. Yeah. But you know, in terms of adjusting the budget, it really depends. If the election is called early, straight away after tabling, then adjustment will be massive in the first quarter next year, right? I mean, 30-40% of the budget will be rewritten. But if the election happens like straight away after the tabling, then, you know, if it happens after next year, then of course, there's no time for us to adjust the budget for 2023.
Wong Chen, so there's going to be a lot of announcements coming from Pakatan Harapan today. You mentioned this strategy paper on the budget. I think another announcement that people will be waiting for is actually on MUDA and whether MUDA will be admitted into the Pakatan Harapan tent. Can you give us a preview of what that could be like?
Well, I'm not involved in any negotiations with MUDA at the moment. So there is, of course, both sides. One side is pro, one side is cautious on MUDA. But I heard that there's, I can't really say. The decision will be out soon, I think.
Okay, and speaking of elections, we do know what Pakatan Harapan wants, which is as next year. But assuming it is called in November or December, have seat allocations already been concluded?
Yeah, I'm not involved in seat allocations, but I have heard that it is almost done. What you need to really understand is incumbent seats, right? Those were settled a long, long, long time ago. That hasn't changed since 4 years ago, right? So what has really been the issue about seat allocation has been the focus on the 52 Bersatu seats, which they contested under PH in 2018. Those allocations or division of those seats are at an advanced stage. But with MUDA coming in or not coming in, we're not sure. But with PSM applying to join PH as well, I think those are the little hiccups on those 52 seats. But overall, we are ready for an election. Right. I mean, in my area, we've been doing Pacha training for a month already, so we are ready.
Are we going to see you defend your seat, Wong Chen?
That is up to the senior leaders. But so far, they haven't told me anything yet. So I just assume that I have to work on defending my seat.
Wong Chen, one more question for me. What do you think the key issues are that Pakatan Harapan is going to champion when it comes to this general elections?
Well, the script hasn't changed at all. I mean, it's always about, the economy, right? In particular, rising cost of living, stagnant wages, inflation. I mean, these are perennial problems. So I suppose we're going to focus on those. And what you really need to do is quite simple. It's not complicated. You need good economic leadership based on clear policies and good governance, anti-corruption. But then you also need to have a very professional approach to solve these problems, like clear data, set outcomes, allocate sufficient resources to achieve this kind of outcome. These are all pretty basic stuff in the corporate world, right? You set targets, focus on results, deploy resources, and do it with passion and determination, So I think that's it. That's what really people want. And that's how you really need to do, the implementation. I hate the policy side, right? I lead on policy issues. I think policies are more or less settled. Everybody knows what to do. It's all implementation, yeah?
All right, Wong Chen, thank you for speaking to us this morning. That was Wong Chen, MP for Subang, giving us his comments ahead of the budget tabling this Friday. We'll have to wait and see what's in store there. And of course, we'll wait and see what's being announced later this afternoon by Pakatan Harapan in terms of their strategy paper on the budget. 8:59 in the morning, we're heading into the 9 a.m. news bulletin. And then after that, the KLCI opening. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.